And welcome to everybody and Lynn. This is Lynn McLaughlin, who I have to say is, I have no idea who she is. And she reached out to me with pure bravery and said, I want to be on your podcast. And that is what the Unmasked is all about. And I love that. I love that about you. And the only thing I know about her is what she has on her her Facebook, which is that what makes her happy is, and I'm reading, her grandchildren giving, grandchildren right here too, giving a hug, smiling at someone, meditation, and love. And what I find within that is pure simplicity. And we, you know, my belief is that we aren't going to find our grandest epiphanies, our grandest sense of a creator within the difficult, within the complex. We're finding it within the simplicity of a hug, of a smile. And so I love that about you. And so I'm going to let you go and introduce yourself more however you want that to be.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. I didn't realize you were going to do that, but yay. But that really is me. I do love, like, you know, I worked at Trader Joe's for 8 years. So if any of you have shopped at Trader Joe's, the best part of that whole job was hugging people. You know, people would come in and they'd be like, Lynn, I came in to get my hug, you know, or yeah. So I do love that. And, you know, I think what you're talking about with the simplicity is what I'm learning at this age, 62, is the simplicity is do what makes me feel good. Yeah. You know, what makes me feel good? What brings me life? What lights me up? What makes me happy? And when I do that, it's like all these happy things just start coming into my life. It's so much fun. You know, it draws it into my life. And what I wanted to really share today was like my favorite story of all time when it comes to that, drawing something into my life, was if you know Abraham Hicks, are you aware of Abraham Hicks and she teaches the law of attraction?
Yeah.
Well, my experience with that. So I was at a place in my life, this was in 2016, and it was a place in my life where I was like worrying about money and how am I going to make my bills and blah, 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 blah. One problem after the next, you know, I was just like really worrying about everything. So one night I couldn't sleep and I thought, I love to meditate. So I thought I'll do the meditation that will help me. So, but this time I couldn't shut my head up. You know, I kept blah, blah, blah in my head. So I looked on YouTube and what pops up but Abraham Hicks. I'm like, oh my God, I have not like listened or thought about Abraham Hicks in 20 years. And it was literally 20 years because the first time I ever heard of her, I was at a yoga studio. I live in the Chicago area. It's called Solder World. And on Sundays, they would have speakers come to just talk about consciousness or whatever, you know, whatever would like help people. So I'm sitting at some talk and there's a row of chairs and there's probably 20 chairs in the row. And this couple was sitting at the other end. And at the time I was 40, so they were probably in their 60s. They were old, you know? And yeah, here I sit. Oh my God. So anyway, so the gentleman stands up and he walks down the whole row and he taps me on the shoulder and he's like, honey, you might really enjoy this. And he handed me a cassette tape. And I was like, oh, thank you, you know? And I look at the cassette tape and it's Abraham Hicks, The Law of Attraction, right? To this day, I wonder if it was Esther and Jerry sitting down there because I swear to God, I'm like, where did he come from? Why did he come to me, you know? So, okay. So in 2011, I had a really bad car accident, which I was fine, but my car wasn't and it was totaled and they took it. And there was like a little compartment in the dashboard and I would put my tape in there, you know, and listen to it when I wanted. I forgot it was in there. So I didn't grab it, forgot all about Abraham, out of my thoughts, everything until this night, right? So here's what she was talking about. Listen, if you're finding yourself worried about things, and I swear to God, it was like Were you? Spirit was like, I'm all over this. We are talking to you. No one else. It's you. And so, I mean, they listed like worrying about things, sleepless nights, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they were specific, right? I'm like, I got to listen to this because they are talking to me, right? So her message was, what I'm going to teach you is very simple, but you're going to think it's so hard, but I'm telling you, this is what you need to do, you know? And it is stop thinking about it. Don't give it any attention. And think of anything that makes you happy. And I'm like, seriously? I thought, well, and she's like, just play with it. And I thought, well, you know what? What have I got to lose? You know, I'm just going to play with this and do it. So I did. I started just ignoring my problems. I have the bills. I would just like set them down and shove them into the drawer and be like, I'll get to it later. You know, I don't have it right now. I don't stop worrying about it. And when I was worried, I would think about what makes me happy, my grandchildren. So, you know, I would think of one of my grandchildren or something that had happened that was funny, or get on the phone and just call them and go, what's going on? And start playing with the kids. And it was fun. So life was getting much better. I'm telling you, things started to resolve themselves without me thinking about it and worrying about it. And like in the craziest ways, like, you know, I would get a check out of nowhere, like that I didn't know I had coming, or, you know what I mean? Or I'd get a call.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say, you know what, you overpaid on a bill, you know, and so you've got a credit for X amount of dollars, like weird things like that. So, and here's the other thing. I kept finding change on the ground. Like seriously, I kept finding dimes. It was dimes, dimes, dimes. Everywhere I looked, I'd find a dime. I'm like, oh, here's a dime, you know? So then I was like, well, you know what? I want to see if Abraham's coming to Chicago, because like, I would love to go see her, right? So I look on the internet and it says she was coming in September. And this was probably, you know, like June or July, something like that. It was summertime. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go see her. So I look and I click on all the information. The ticket was $225. And I'm like, $225. I don't have $225. Oh my God. You know, but I said to myself, I don't care. I'm going to see her. Right. So I started an envelope. I got an envelope and I thought, anytime I have extra money, I'm just going to put it in my envelope. I'm going to go see Abraham. Right. So it's now the Wednesday before she's coming on Sunday. Honest to God. So here's what I used to do. I do Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. So I would go to Ingalls Hospital on my day off and I would sit at the infusion place where the people were getting their cancer treatments and stuff. And I would either offer Reiki if people are open to it, or if not, I would say deep relaxation and meditation, which they were much more open to that, you know. And I would just spend the day there, right? So this day was like the most perfect fall day you've ever seen. It was the perfect fall day. It was 70 degrees out and the sun shining and the leaves were gorgeous and there were leaves on the ground. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go there today. I don't. And so I remember Abraham saying, you know, you need to be selfish, you know? Yeah. And they tell us we're teaching you to be selfish. And she's like, yes, we are. We're teaching you to be selfish, you know? So I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull that card today and I'm going to be selfish and I'm not going to go in, and they don't know I'm coming. So I like made all these excuses why it was okay. And I didn't go. So the second I decided to do that, my phone rang and it was my ex-husband's cousin, Carol, who's a good friend of mine. And she's like, hey, she calls me Lenny. Hey, Lenny, you want to go to have lunch today? And I said, ah, Carol, I can't believe you just called, because I just this minute decided not to go to Ingalls, you know? She goes, oh, good. All right, let's go have lunch. Okay. So we go have lunch and we're sitting there at lunch and everything. And it was so nice out. She goes, why don't we go over to the woods over here and take a walk? Do you want to go take a walk? I go, yeah, let's do that. So we're on this path in the middle of forest preserve, right? Walking in the woods, and there are leaves. Swear to God, they're like this thick. I mean, we're kicking the leaves and I am not worrying about a thing. You know what I mean? I am like, this is my day. I'm doing whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. This is awesome, right? So as we're walking in the woods, I'm talking to Carol about Abraham, and I'm like, you know what, Carol, she is so amazing. Like, she teaches about vibration and talks about, like, if your vibration is real high, that's when you attract what you want into your life, because you're realizing things in your life. But if you start worrying about shit, which is what I was doing, boom, it drops. And the answer could be right here, right smack in front of your face, right there. I did that to her. And I go, but you can't see it because your vibration's so low. You can't see what's right there. And as I said that, I go, wait a second. She's like, what? I turned around and I walked back like three steps, literally three steps. And I brushed the leaves aside and I picked this earring up. And she goes, what is that? And I go, it's an earring. And as she's talking, I'm scraping dirt, literally scraping the dirt off it, right? And the sun comes down and hits it. I go, oh my God, I would swear, I know a diamond. I would swear that this is a diamond. And Carol says, let me see it. I go, okay. So I go like this and I show her the diamond. And she goes, it's gotta be a CZ, cubic zirconia. I go, okay, yeah. So here's the thing, Carol, if this was really a diamond, I go, this would be an exact demonstration of what I'm explaining to you, right? So we get to the end of the walking path and I get in my car, she gets in her car, and I take the earring and I roll the window down and I'm going to toss it. I was going to toss it out the window. And then this, you know, that little voice you get in your head, that little quiet voice, someone's going to find a diamond if you do that. That's what I heard. Someone's going to find a diamond. And I went, maybe I won't throw it out. I put it in my cup holder, right? So she leaves and I'm driving. I'm like, well, I have this whole day to myself. What should I do? And then I thought, I might as well take a ride over to Mary Lou's Jewelers over here and just ask him if it's a diamond, you know, like have him check it.
Yeah.
So I go walking in there and there's like all these people behind the counter and I'm telling them the story, you know, and they go, yeah, you know what? People come in here all the time with stuff they find. It's never anything. I said, yeah, I know. And it might not be anything, but I said, it was that little voice in my head that said, someone's going to find a diamond, that made me think I should at least get it checked. I mean, if it's not, oh, well, you know, so they go, okay, we're going to clean it up. We'll be right back. So she comes back and she's got this thing. It looks like a pen. I use this pair of glasses. And she goes like this. She holds a diamond and she touches the pen to the tip of it and it buzzes. And every head is like, so I go, well, what does that mean? And she goes, it's a diamond. I go, is it really? I mean, this is my response. I'm like, is it really? She's like, yeah. I go, oh my God, really? Huh. Well, now Mary Lou, who is sitting in the back, and I know her from years ago. I sold my wedding ring, or I wanted to sell it. And she said, no, honey, you don't want to sell it. Just make a pretty necklace with it. So anyway, she comes out and she's like, Lynn, what's going on? So I tell her the story. And the girl looks at her and she's like, it's a diamond. And she goes, really? Okay, let's see. So she goes, I'm going to take this back there and really clean it, really look at it. She goes, I think it's between like 3 and 5, but I'll come back to you in a minute. I'll let you know. I said, okay. So she comes back and she's got a little cloth bag, which I wish I had one right here, but she's got this little cloth bag and it's all tight. And she goes, honey, you know what? Don't lose this. And I said, okay. And she goes, because I was wrong. She goes, it's not between 3 and 5. She goes, this is a $9,000 diamond. And I go, what? I go, what? $9,000 diamond? And she's like, yeah. And she starts putting she's like, here, let's see. And she's putting it in the settings and stuff. And it was gorgeous. I go, don't even bother. I don't have the money to pay for a setting, you know? And she goes, okay, you know, but really be safe with this. Put it somewhere safe. I said, okay. So I walked out with my little bag and I was like, oh my God. So then the story gets better, right? So I'm like driving home. I'm saying to myself, this is between me and God. God gave me like this straight from heaven. I'm not going to tell a single soul about this. I'm going to put it on my sacred altar. I'm not telling anybody about it. Oh my God, you know? So I put it on my altar. And the next morning I'm going to meet my friend, Wendy, who who worked with me at Trader Joe's, and we hadn't seen each other in like a year, right? And she pulls up on the driveway, and I swear to God, and I could get her here someday to tell you it's a God's honest truth. I open the car door, and she's got like on her side, you know, like in between the seat here, she pulls up a baggie with watches in it. And she goes, "Lynn, do you mind? I have got to stop at the jeweler." She said, "I've been carrying these around for the last 3 months, and I have got to get these lenses polished on this on these watches." I go, "I'll be right back." I go running back upstairs. I get my little bag, my sacred secret that I'm not telling a single soul about. I go, "Wait till you hear this." And so she goes, "Oh my God, are you kidding me?" I said, "No." They said $9,000. So we go to the jeweler, right? And so we tell him the story. He looks at it, he's got that little thing, he's looking at it, and he goes, "Where did you get this?" I said, "On the ground." And he goes, "This is a $9,000 diamond." And I said, "I go, that's what she said." And when he's like, "Oh my God," you know? And so he goes, "Well, but it's retail, you know," he said. "Like a car, like when you buy a car, it's retail. It's not what you get for it, but you know." I said, "Okay, so when he goes, well, what would you give her for it? Like, where would you go sell this? Like, if you wanted to sell it, who do you sell it to?" You know, he goes, "Oh, I'll give you $1,000 for it." And we went, "Yeah, okay, thanks." And we walked out.
Yeah. Right?
So Wendy had just gotten engaged, and she goes, let's go to my jeweler. She's a friend of mine. She'll tell us the truth. She won't, you know, play with it. I said, "Okay." So we go over there. We tell her the story. She's looking at it. She goes, "Where did you get this?" I said, "On the ground." And she goes, "This is a $9,000 diamond." I look at Wendy. She looks at me, and I'm like, "Oh my God, like, what is it?" It wasn't, they didn't say $8,000. They didn't say a $10,000, $9,000, right? So Wendy says to her, "Well, if she were going to sell it, how do you sell it? Who would buy it?" You know? She goes, "Well, you know, it's like cars. It's retail. They say all the same stuff, right?"
And somebody taught them.
Yeah. So I said, "Well," Wendy says, "Well, what would you give her for it? Like, would you buy it? Like, what would you buy it for?" She goes, "Well, you know what, honey? I'll give you $2,000 in cash for it right now." And okay, so this is a part where I love the universe. I love the universe. It watches out for me all the time. Because I was like, going, $2,000 minus $225. I've got money left over for bills. Bam, you know? And she stopped and she goes, "But wait, honey." She goes, "Let me ask you something." She goes, "Mary Lou is a friend of mine. Why didn't she buy it?" I said, "Because this happened last night. I never even thought to ask her. I just took my little bag. I went walking out," you know? And she goes, "Well," she goes, "do me a favor." She said, "Go over to Mary Lou's, ask her if she wants to buy it. If she doesn't, come back here and I'll give you $2,000 cash for it." I go, "Okay." So I went over there next, and Mary Lou says, "Well, you know, I'm not the expert." She said, "I have a man that's an auditor that really knows these diamonds. And if it's what I think it is, you know," she said, "I'll give you between $2,500 and $3,000 for it." She said, "I'll call you tonight with a figure." I said, "Okay." So now it's Thursday night, right? So she calls me back and she says, "Honey, you can pick up the check. It's $2,800 waiting for you at the store." And I was like, "Okay." So I go over, I get my check, call Abraham, get my ticket for the thing on Sunday, because they were going to be here Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
It was at the O'Hare Hyatt downtown, or, you know, like up north. So I was like flying high. I'm telling you. So I wake up Sunday morning, and it was, do you remember when you were a kid and you'd wake up in the morning and go, "Oh, it's Christmas." You know, like, remember it's Christmas, you know, or it's the day we're leaving for vacation, or that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
I woke up and I went, "Oh, I'm going to see Abraham." So I go like flying out of the bed, getting dressed. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I felt like I was walking on air. I was so excited about going to this, right? So I drive down to O'Hare. I live in the south suburb of Chicago, and it's probably about an hour drive, you know. And I get there, and I'm going up the parking lot thing. It goes like spirals, you know, all the way up. So I go all the way up, and this car is behind me the whole time, this car. So they park on one side, I park on the other side, and I get out of the car, and this girl and her, I thought it was her husband or whatever, it was her boyfriend, get out of the car, and she comes open. She's like, "Can I ask you something?" I go, "Sure." She says, "What are you here for?" Because this is a big hotel. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there, right? I go, I'm kind of embarrassed. I said, "I'm here to see Abraham." And she goes, "So are we." I said, "Oh, no kidding." I go, "Wait till you hear how I got my ticket." So I'm telling them as we're walking to the banquet room, right? And we're just having so much fun. And she's like, "Oh, can we sit with you?" I go, "Oh, yeah, you know, of course, you know." So we get to the room, open the door, and there is like a room filled with people. Like everybody's there already, you know. So I look to the right and it's all filled. And I look over. And so on the left-hand side up in the front, there were three seats, like off the side near the wall. I go, "Do you want to sit up there?" And they're like, "Okay, yes, let's go sit." So we're sitting there and everybody's talking, you know, I don't know if you've ever attended.
I've been to three of
them. You know how exciting it is before she comes out and everybody's talking and having fun. And, you know, so I look over and the chair is there on the stage. Now I had never been there to see her. Like, honestly, this was my first experience with it. Right. So I look at the chair sitting there and I turn, I go, "You know what, you guys, I'm not trying to brag or anything. I swear to God, I'm not." I said, "But I'm going to be in that chair." And so her boyfriend leans over and he goes, "You know that, don't you? Like, you know that." I go, "I do." So she comes out and how she does her thing. And then she explains how Abraham looks through her eyes. And she starts in on this other side of the room, right? And she's scanning the room and she's like, "Oh, we're going to have so much fun." And everybody's like, their hands are up and, you know, and so she gets to our side and I do one of these, you know, and as I'm pulling my hand down, she's like, "You right here." And I turn and I look and they go, "It's you." I go, "Oh my God." So I got to go up in the hot seat and talk to Abraham. It was amazing.
Did you tell your story?
But what happened was I asked two questions. I asked about money. Like, what was my focus? Money, 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 right? So I loved her answers. I loved the answers she gave me. So then I'm done. And she looks at me and she goes, "Anything else?" And I said, "Well, can I like tell you about something that happened?" And she goes, "Sure, go ahead." So I go, "Well, okay, so I didn't have the money to come here." And she's like, "Oh, you didn't." Now the audience is laughing because, you know, she knows everything, right? And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I didn't have the money." And I said, "And I'm teaching," I gave a real brief. I said, you know, I'm showing my cousin, I called her my cousin. I said, "I'm showing my cousin how you teach about the vibration being high and the answer being up here. And if you're worried, you don't see it, the answer's right here." And I go, and I look down. And I go, "I see something like sparkle at me." I go back and pick it up. And it was a diamond worth $9,000. Well, the crowd went crazy. They're like, "Man." And I loved what Abraham said. She goes, "If you don't hear us," because here's what I said. The diamond part is so much fun.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I could have cared less about the diamond. I really could have cared less about the diamond. Because I said, I go, the thing that made me like the most, like I'm telling you, I wanted to explode. I said, was I knew if I could find a $9,000 diamond, I knew in that moment that I was aligned.
Yes.
That had been my prayer forever. Like, show me that I'm aligned. What do I need to do to be aligned? How do I know God? How do I, you know? And in that moment, I knew that it was alignment, you know? And I said, that is what I was so happy about. So and she said, she's like, "Oh, you know what?" She goes, "If you people have heard nothing and not another word today," she said, "you've just heard it all right here. This is how it works."
Yes. Yes. It's
about the alignment.
You know, and I've heard this story more than once of finding a diamond on a trail, including Lindsay. Yeah, including Lindsay Cooper, who was on here before.
Oh my God. Here's how. Oh, I got to tell you something funny. Keep going. I'll tell you when you're done.
No, go.
All right. So that happened in 2016, right?
Yeah.
So I went on the Abraham cruise that year. I'm telling you, it was like just open up these windows, you know. And I ended up going on the Abraham cruise and it was fun. And I told a few people that, you know, I had found this diamond. It was like, wow, that's really cool, you know. For some reason, I went on the 2018, I was on the cruise, the last cruise that came in before this whole COVID thing happened.
Yeah.
Right. And, or let's see, wait a second. I went on the 18 and then maybe I found it in 17. I forget what year it was. Maybe yeah. 15, 17, whatever. But I went on the one this year, right? And I told a guy that I went to breakfast. I was listening to his, you know, like, he's like, oh, wait until you hear. His name was Jonathan. And he's like, how I came across Abraham. And he told me his whole experience, how like he became aware of Abraham. So he's like, and he said, so how did you find out about Abraham? Like, how did you, you know? I said, oh, so I told him. And then I ended it with a story about finding the diamond, right? He goes, wait a minute, are you the one that found the diamond? The one on the path? I go, yeah. He goes, I heard that story. Oh my God, wait until I call my roommate and wait until I tell her that you're the one that I'm sitting here having breakfast, that I manifest. He was like so excited and started laughing. And I said, yeah, I go, it's a really fun story, but I got to tell you, Jonathan, it's all about alignment. It wasn't about the diamond, you know, it like opens everything up.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it was him or what, but somehow I tell you what, by the time I left that cruise, I felt like a celebrity. People were coming up to me going, oh my God, are you the one that found the diamond? And I sat down and this was the best part. But you know what I love about it? Spirit. It's like, you know what? Now is the time. For some reason, now is the time for people to get this because it's real. And this story has kind of like sat and saturated, you know, and it wasn't about me spreading it or not spreading it because, so like I got in it, I was having lunch with two women, right? One was from Ireland and the other one was from Australia and me. So they were doing the same thing. Tell me how they came across Abraham. And then they said, how did you come across? And so I told them. And oh no, I didn't even start talking. The other one, the one from Australia said, wait, do you know who this is? To the girl in Ireland. And she's like, no. And I'm looking at her like, no, who is it? You know? And she said, this is the girl that found the diamond. This is a diamond lady. And she's like, oh my God. And then they're telling me how like, I'm a global celebrity. You know, I started laughing. I said, well, that's really funny. But I said, that's crazy. And so I felt like that whole ship was like, it's telling me like, it's time to get this story out. People need to know what alignment is about. And I'm here to tell you, if I can align, the whole world can align. Everyone can be in alignment. You know what I'm saying? So I got off the ship like, wow, that was like just mind blowing, right? How crazy that was. So it's now a couple months later after we're off the ship. And Armand, I don't know if you know Armand.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him.
Armand and Costa?
Costa, yeah.
Armand. Yeah, they're gonna be on here next week.
Oh, I love them. They're my boys. Tell them I said hello.
Okay.
So I get a message from Armand on Facebook and he says, Lynn, is this you? With like laughing, you know, like little happy things and stuff dancing around and stuff. And I'm like, what is he talking about? So it was Liz or what's her, Liz? Lisa, what's her, that girl?
Lindsay.
It was Lindsay's video of when she found her ring.
Yes. So, yes. And she was talking about you before it.
Yeah. That I inspired her because of it, you know, she's like, I'm going to find a ring and blah, blah, blah. So I connected.
I love, oh my God. Yeah. Lynn, you're going to keep talking, but I love,
it's I love so how fun.
I had no idea this was you.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is so fun. Keep going.
Wait till you hear this part. Do you remember the time we talked the first time on the phone? We were on the phone for hours and hours. we were in the woods, or I was in the woods and you were at home.
Yeah.
Right? So
God, when was that? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So so I know your name's Kristen Clark. So I get there's someone on Facebook and she says, I'm looking for people that might be interested in doing a podcast. So I thought it was you because her name was Kristen. She has blonde hair. She had little ones with her. And I thought, you have little ones, don't you?
I have one little one. So I know, because as you're talking, I'm going, maybe that was me. But now you said there's little ones. And I'm like, no, that's not me.
Yeah, so anyway, I connect with her and she's like, oh, this is great. Okay, yeah, let's put it together and we'll do a podcast and this and that. I go, okay, we'll do it, you know, whatever day. Okay, fine. So she started a job, a brand new job. And she said, I might have to cancel it if I have to work, but we'll just reschedule. And I said, okay, great, you know. So then I get a message from her the night before and says, oh my gosh, I knew it. They scheduled me, so we're going to have to cancel. And I said, no.
I think this was me.
Okay, wait, that's you. So it was the other one. So there's another. So we canceled. That was you. So the one that I'm confusing you with called me to do a podcast. So it was like ours canceled and hers took over.
Opened over.
And then I'm like, wait a second. This is not the same Kristen. Her name was Kristen Campbell. And
oh my God. Kristen,
I know. And she lives in California. I'm like.
And I'm in California.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh my God. Crazy. I'm like, but isn't it crazy how the universe works? Because like part of me was like, oh, that's too bad. And then boom, someone calls in and says, yeah, I want to have you on this podcast anyway. And it's a different Kristen that I think
is. Oh my God.
You know?
Okay. So we're just synchronicity abound right now. So I got to show you this. All right. So this is a picture of me at an Abraham.
Yeah.
And it says it's 2018, but this was the 2017 Los Angeles one. And I added the shine bright down below for many reasons, but I love your story about diamonds because diamonds shine bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know somebody took my pic. It was actually one of her cameramen. And if you look at everybody's face around me, nobody looks like they're having a good time.
You're like beaming.
I know. But from the moment I get there till the moment I leave, that's my face. Yeah. And in fact, when I leave, my cheeks hurt so much for days because of this.
Yeah,
I know. So so there's so much synchronicity around this. The girl on my right in the tank top, uh-huh. I do not know who she is. I met her years later because a friend of mine saw this picture and said, oh my God, that's Tara. I know this girl. I'm going to link the two of you together. So now her and I are friends, which is so weird because we sat together and we didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
But the story behind this picture was a friend of mine she loves to listen to Abraham Hicks videos on YouTube while she's cleaning her house. And so she's vacuuming and everything. And she just happens to glance at the screen at this exact moment. And this was just a blip on the video of maybe 2 seconds, maybe at the most. And she rewinds it back and she's like, oh my God, I think that's Kristen. So she takes a screenshot. Cause if you actually look at the background, you can see the frame of her computer screen.
Oh, right.
She takes a screenshot and she sends it to me. She goes, is this you? And I'm like, oh my God, that was 2 years ago at an Abraham Hicks in LA. And she goes, I know. She goes, here's the link for the video. So I pull up the video and I watch it and I'm like, oh my God, yes, there I am. And so I take a screenshot. I put the shine bright down there because I was like, oh my God, everybody looks like they're having the shittiest time in their life. You know, for me, it's about shine bright, shine your brightness at all times. Just be that bright light at all times. But so anyway, I take the screenshot and I was like, oh, I want to listen to the message at that moment and see what the, you know, because there's always a synchronicity there.
Right. Yeah.
So there's this weird situation where my friend just happens to look at the screen, just happens to think, is that Kristen? She sends it to me.
The timing involved in that.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's the synchronicities. Yeah. And I'm like, and she goes, I never look at the screen when I'm cleaning my house. I'm just cleaning my house and I never look at the screen. I just listen. She goes, I just happened to glance over. Yeah. There you are. And then of course, you know, that you will never find that video now. That video was taken down the very next day. Yeah, it was taken down. We've never been able to find it again. And again, I showed that picture years later. I showed the picture to a friend of mine and she goes, oh my God, I know who's sitting next to you. That's Tara. And I said, who's Tara? I didn't even know her, and I maybe said hi and that was it.
Yeah.
And you know, and so now we link together. We have a great friendship going. And it's just,
it's so fun. I know. It will
blow you away. And see, a lot of times I think people think, okay, I have to behave this way. And then those synchronicities will happen. And my thing is, no, it's exactly what you said. They're right there in your face at all times. They are happening constantly. Even if you're in the deepest and deepest of depressions and you're sad and life sucks, they're still happening. They're all around you. You're just not seeing them. And when we get up into, you know, that whatever high vibration is for you, see, and I've worked with people who, for them, depression was high vibration.
Yeah.
For them. And then when they were actually able to go from absolute gut-wrenching, horrible, under the dirt grief up to depression, now all the magic started happening for them. And right. It's like, oh, and then immediately, you know, they feel lighter and lighter and lighter.
Yes, and it goes higher and higher.
Yeah. I know. So I always tell people, I'm like, don't worry about where you are on an emotional scale. Don't do any of that. I said, just where are you now? And trust that that is higher than where you were a minute ago. And now just look for the fun. What is the fun? Maybe for you, dropping an egg and breaking it on the floor and having it make you laugh is your fun, you know, whatever. And so I love the synchronicity. I love that you're the lady that found the diamond.
Kristen, you know what else? As you're talking, I'm like, you're the other Kristen. I've got the names mixed up. The other Kristen is the one I was talking to for three. Do you remember a conversation with me for like 3 hours? I don't think we've ever spoken.
No, that wasn't you and me.
See? I'm the other Kristen. Oh my God.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you a couple things here.
Okay.
That happens to me all the time. All the time. I now, you're so funny, you said you work in Trader Joe's. I now work in Vons, right? For here in Ventura County, where I've lived since 1980, I have always had people come up to me and go, you work in Vons, don't you? And me going, no. Yeah, you do. I'm like, no, I think I would know. Then you have a twin. You must have a sister. You have a sister that works at no. And you must have to. And I, for, you know, 30 years have looked for this twin, never, ever found her, never found. And now I work
somewhere around here.
Well, it's here, you know, now I work there. Now I work at Vons. It just shows how funky time is. You know, it just shows how it, plus yesterday I went hiking. And as I was cleaning out my backpack, down in the bottom of my backpack is this, it looks like a crystal egg, crystal clear, just perfect spherical glass egg. And that figurine behind you on the right, the angel.
Yeah.
Right there. That is inside.
No way.
That figurine is inside this egg. I'm going to send you the picture of it because it's out in my car right now. And I'm all, where did this come from? And I'm calling my daughter-in-law. I'm like, do you recognize this? Where did this come from? I have no idea how it got in the bottom of my backpack. It's beautiful. It's tiny. It's gorgeous. And it's that figurine.
Wow.
I know.
I have the God bumps everywhere. You know, when you get the goosebumps, I call them God bumps, because I'm telling you, it's spirit saying, yes, oh, yes, yes, we're yes, here. Yes, we are, yes, like, yes, not yeah, over there, up there, out there. We are with you right here. Oh my
God. Well, and it's like, I call it showing up. You know, it's, it's them, yeah, showing off. It's, yeah, like, we're just going to blow you guys out of the water right now. Because, like, move over, amateur. Let us show you.
No, yeah. So true. Oh my God. It is. So
I love that.
The other, well, Christians.
But MC, and what I'm saying about that, about how, oh, it's this Christian, it's that Christian.
Yeah.
It's all me. It's right, all me.
It's, it, it's, yeah, all me. I'm you. Yeah. Me. This desk is us. We're here. This, I mean, it's our vibration. And I love what Abraham talks about. Like, everything is in your vibration. So, like, when you saw that, that was in your vibration, like, you're vibrationally matching, like, yeah, reality. So when I love the word realize, because it means to make real, like, it's there already. I'm, yeah, just catching up to it. And when it talks about trust, when people talk about trust, well, trust the process, don't look, have no attachments, blah, blah, blah. It's basically the thing that whatever you're wishing for or hoping for, just because you already had the thought of it, it's in your vibration. And it is going to be in your realization as soon as you allow it.
Yeah.
And just be happy and know that it's there. Yeah. It was already, yeah, created. It's done.
And I like to, I love that. I love what you said. It's so funny because I was listening to Bashar this morning and he said the same damn thing you just said. Right. And for me, the term as soon as you allow it never has sat well with me. It's always been like, well, how do I do it? It always makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong, right? And so I'm like, no, it happens in the right time. And Bashar was talking about that. They were saying, you know, you all think you're doing something wrong. And he goes, and that's why you're in that control. Oh, I gotta vibrate right. Oh, I gotta do this right. And he goes, and it doesn't help that we teach you that. In an inadvertent way, he's like, true, we're teaching one thing, but you took it as this. And he goes, I want to clarify this right here, right now. He goes, it is already, the ability to bring it to you has already been in the works way before you ever realized, right, it. And he's just like, all you have to do is just live your life as you are. It's already built in. It's already happening. There's nothing you have to do. And he's just so funny because he's just like, will you please listen to when we say, he goes, because you think, okay, there's nothing I have to do during this minute, but now this minute I got to do something else. And right, he's just like, understand, just live like you did. Go for a walk, kick the leaves. It'll happen. You don't have to go, okay, I'm going to go now, go for a walk and do what Lynn did and kick the leaves and look for my diamond. I was, this last July, I took a 30-day trip around 8 states and I was up in the Yosemite, Yellowstone. Mm. I was up in Yellowstone and I really wanted to see a moose. Moose so bad. Yeah. And there's this moose area. And of course I pulled off and I'm wandering around and people are stopping and then going and stopping and going. And I'm just like, finally, I'm just like, there's nobody around. Took my dog off the leash and let her go. And I started following her. And as I'm walking, I'm looking off out into the meadow for a moose, yeah, for a moose. And then I just glance down and there's this shiny thing. And I'm like, oh, and I bend down, pick it up. And it was an obsidian arrowhead. Perfect.
Oh my God.
I mean, so freaking sharp. It sliced me.
Oh my God.
It was, oh my God. And it was the most, it was just right there. It wasn't buried. It wasn't dirty. It was right there, you know? And like somebody set it there and I'm like, oh my God. And I picked it up and I'm like, is this real? And so I just put it in my pocket and I went on I had my moose interaction, of course. And later on, I went by one of the many museums they have there. And I went up to a ranger and I said, hey, is this an arrowhead? And he goes, oh my God. He goes, this is a beautiful arrowhead. And he goes, do you want to donate it? And I'm like, fuck no.
Give it back. Give that back to me.
And he took me into one of the rooms, and it's an entire wall of arrowheads, and it's beautiful. Wow. And he was showing how all the different types of rocks and how obsidian was one of the ones they like to use because it's so sharp, but it was very, you know, it's very fragile. Yeah. It breaks easily. Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, this is just so wonderful. It was so special. And, you know, it's one of those situations where you couldn't have orchestrated that.
Right.
You know, right. I had no intention to walk that way and to go towards this. I wanted to be down by the water, but, you know, there was a log in my way. So I had to go around. And I mean, it's just like, you can't orchestrate it. So quit trying to.
Trying. I know.
It's just like, what just happened with us. I don't know how many times the universe goes, amateur, move over. I know. Let me show you how easy this is. Yeah, let me show you how fun this is. Let me show you, just go follow the breadcrumbs and let us do the hard work.
And just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Or stand
still. Yes, keep going forward.
Whatever you want to do. But don't go back. You know, don't go back. Don't go, well, you know, this happened back then and that's why I'm blah, blah. You know what? Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. Well, and for me, it's like, I have no idea. I always say this to myself. I have no idea how this energy serves me, but I know it does.
Yeah.
And that's like my current job. It almost feels like it's a speed bump, you know, why the hell am I in this job? This is not my plan.
I know.
And yet it is. I've had more amazing things happening in this job where I'm like going, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. You know, and if I'm looking at, okay, how much I'm getting paid and all that stuff that I think is important. Oh right. Yeah. No, don't go there. Don't go there.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it is really so amazing for me I love the Abraham, but it's such a tip of the iceberg of who I am. I love expanding so big beyond it and letting all of those teachings it's like a jacuzzi, you know, and just saturating in each one that pops up. And Abraham comes in and serves me when they're meant to. Right. And then this teaching comes in and serves me when it's meant to. And it's like, I have so many, like Adi Ashanti, I love Adi Ashanti, but he's non-duality, right?
Oh.
And he's very powerful non-duality. And I love it. And, you know, then there's Bashar, and I love a lot of his teachings because one of the things I love that he teaches is about how everything, the only thing that exists is what you're seeing. I don't know if you've ever heard of the headless way.
No.
Oh, you'd like it. You'd like it. Okay, it's fun. Okay. It's quantum fun.
I love it. Oh, I got to tell you something else later too. Go
ahead. Okay. Just a minute. And so, you know, for me to think about where I work, mm-hmm. as okay, right now at that place, this and this and this is going on. Well, I have no proof of that. I'm not there. I have no way of seeing that. I have no way of proving that. And so his big thing is just like that. There's nothing going on there. It's a black void. There's nothing going on there until you walk in. And the minute you walk in, it's like the director says, okay, action, go. And now everybody's zipping around and having their interactions. And there's these people doing this and this and this. And only because you are there. And you are creating that. And you are hands in the clay doing it. Not because you're purposely thinking of it, but because, you know, what he calls the higher mind. And again, I have issues with that term itself. But the higher mind is taking care of it. And you are one of the actors. But this whole play is all about you. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to play there. And he's just like he talks about how you're changing from reality to reality billions of times in a second. Wow. You know, you turned right and now you're in a different reality. And I leave this room and go out there to go to the bathroom. That's a different reality. And it's fun. It's just fun. And it's not about which one's right and which one's wrong, because they all are right. They're all me.
I agree.
And I love it. It's this giant sandbox of play.
I know.
Okay. Tell me what you were going to say.
So the vibration thing, I actually found that it came to me, this, it's a piece of equipment where they can do a body scan.
Yes.
Through the quantum field.
Yeah.
It tells you about your body. So, okay. So a couple, like for me, like all these pieces are coming together, and it's not about the duality, and it's not about what I don't want getting me what I do want. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's all happening like all at once right now for me in my little story of my head. Right. So I've put on a lot of weight over this last 10 years, let's say, so too much. And I'm like, you know, I got to lose this weight. I keep still eating stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm doing this whole head thing, whatever, you know? Then I get this body scan, right? And I do it on myself. And I'm like, that's it. I am changing the way I eat. I'm losing this weight. This is not healthy. Gotta go. Gotta do it, right? So then I'm on the internet, and what do I see? But Mindvalley has this program, and I'm not advertising their program or anything because I've just started it, but I'm telling you what, it's blowing my mind because I'm like, this is exactly what I need. Like, this is a whole, this is like no diet. It's not a diet. It's not an eating plan. It's not, it's something entirely different, but it's all fitting in like with vibrationally with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was talking to a girl about the scans, and I said, it literally finds you in the quantum field, your vibration and your frequency is a real thing, you know? And she's like, yeah, you lost me there. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not there to teach anybody, but I knew that it's true. And I know it is because I have an issue with my third toe on my left foot. Do you know that this scan picked it up? And I'm like, oh my God. But well, I was getting to that point. I was telling you about the scanner. Oh, I know. When you were talking about like the duality and stuff like that. So, you know that where your attention goes, where, what's he saying?
Where your attention goes, your energy flows.
Your energy flows. So yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I also agree with the fact that we have the power within us to create a whole nother story. And like, was it Burchard or whoever you said?
Uh-huh.
We can create a new story within a split second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And we do.
So, oh, this is what I was getting. And I'm like, where was I going? So I went to the doctors. I was diagnosed like a long time ago with narcolepsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a video conference with this doctor. First time I've ever seen him. That was the office visit, right? I got the bill for it. Guess how much the bill was for a 45-minute phone call on Zoom, not even in person? $786. And I'm like, this got to be a mistake. And I called there. They're like, oh, no, that's for the doctor's time. The visit was $300. And then the doctor bills you for their time. I go, you've got to be kidding me. It's just like, what? I have insurance and the insurance is only covering part of it. Now I have to pay. And I was like, get all like furious. I was like furious. Right. But today I woke up and I was thinking about this new thing I'm doing with this whole other Mindvalley thing. And I'm like, you know what? This is all fitting together because it amounts to the bottom line of I need to take power and responsibility and accept who I really am and shift this. I don't need the doctor. I don't need anything other than knowing what I'm capable of. And like, it's all happening. It looks bad. It looks like that's awful. That's wrong. This shouldn't have happened that way. Why did that happen? And yet today I woke up and I went, wow, this is like so good because it's showing me like really who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to take the step. I am ready to take the step, whatever that step is. It's just the next step. I don't even know how to explain it other than the quantum thing, you know?
Yes. Yes. Quantum is so much fun. In fact, it was Isabel who her and I were talking in a couple podcasts back very, very much. She calls herself the sciencey psychic. She loves mixing science and the mysticism together.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's fun because I'm very much into the quantum. In fact, if I have to find a niche for me, it's very much in the quantum.
Yes.
I love the quantum. I love it.
Joe Dispenza?
What?
You know Dr. Joe Dispenza?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Yeah. And you know, it's so much fun to take all these people and all these teachers and all these experiences and bring them together and let them play and let them meld together it is us constantly. I love just, we're never wrong. We're never on the wrong path. Each one is a little crumb that leads and leads and leads and leads, and we're still expanding. And I got caught up for a little while there in, oh my God, I have my dream and my dream's not coming true. And I'm 54 right. years old and oh my God,
Yeah.
And then it's just in that moment, I was thinking of the word or the phrase living happily ever after. And in that moment I heard, and you are forever going after, you're forever ever after. You don't stop. There's no death. There's no, I get old and I don't get to have experiences anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You're just forever after, forever after. And you're just going and going. And it's like this experience you want to have is going to happen. There's no possibility that it's not going to happen. Right. It's not a possibility. Just be in where you are right now. Play in that space however you want to right now. And don't worry about that. That dream, that need for that, that's going to happen. And nothing you can do can hold it away or bring it to you. It just is. It is you. And even the term vortex, I don't like, because I'm like, I'm always in the vortex. I can't get out of the vortex. It's not a possibility because I am the vortex. So I can't be out of the vortex. So and with that, it's like, oh, now I really love to look around. Now I really love to go, it's like, oh, I remember when I wanted this and now I have it. Oh my gosh. And I remember when I wanted this and now I have it. And I remember when I wanted this color hair tie and now I have it. And, you know, just constantly playing from that.
How about this stuff that comes to you and you go, I couldn't have even dreamt this up.
I know, like you with the diamond. Oh my God.
Well, yeah. But I mean, even an experience, like you're saying, the timing for that friend of yours to glance at the screen and who's there,
you know? Exactly. I love, and it's so funny because as you're talking, I'm like, I think I'm going to find a diamond now. I just have this feeling. I'm like, I think I'm going to find a diamond now. I don't know why.
Yeah. And you know how Lindsay did that? Okay.
Yes.
I have a friend, swear to God. I worked with her at Trader Joe's also, right? So I told her the story, and she's not somebody that typically like buys into this kind of stuff, you know? She's kind of like, I'm a manager at Home Depot. I know how to do a lot of stuff, but that's not it. You know, so we laugh. But her name's Beth. So I told Beth the story and she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. I said, I know, isn't it so much fun? You know, and blah, blah, blah. And I showed her and, you know, everything. It was fun. So it's probably a year later, right? I get a call from Beth and she's like, Lenny, she calls me Lenny too. Lenny, I don't want you to think that I'm trying to take your thunder or try and overstep. And I go, Beth, what are you talking about? You know, she goes, well, I just have to tell you the story. She said, she worked for Home Depot and then she moved to Sam's, and her position at Sam's was they were closing down Sam's stores. You know, at Sam's is like Sam's warehouse.
Yeah. Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were closing them down and her job was to go there and to motivate the employees to like, yes, we're closing, but everything will be okay. You know, and help them move through it. And today's your last day. So anyway, she said she's up at the desk and she goes, they had a box for the lost and found. And she goes, I'm just kind of like fingering through the box going, oh, you know, there's coins and a watch and this. She goes, and then there was a ring. And she goes, and I remembered your story. And she goes, typically I wouldn't even bothered with it. But she goes, I picked it up and there were like little, it looked like diamond chips in it. So she said to the girl in the office, she's like, oh, somebody left this ring here. And she's like, oh yeah, that thing's been there for years. I mean, if you want it, just take it because it's going in the garbage, you know? And she's like, okay. Because she goes, Lynn, I had you in the back of my mind and I thought I'm going to have a jeweler look at it. She had a jeweler look at that ring and it's an antique worth $30,000. Oh. I go, oh my God, Beth, it's amazing. She's like, oh my God, do you believe this? And I said, no. And she goes, I hit a call and say, thank you. Like, I would have never looked at that ring. I would have been like, yeah, it's garbage. Throw it out, you know? But it is so much fun. Like, finding the diamond was fun, but having the story and hearing how people are inspired by it and the different things now that are happening for them, like, yeah. And you know, like just learning about being in alignment and like have fun and, you know, like there's all kinds of things that can happen if, and the allow part. Yeah. I guess I wish there was a different word for allow, like, because allow, like you said, it makes you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like you're blocking it away. Like you're not letting it, but in allow, when I say the sense of allow, just be open-minded to think there is a possibility that little, you know, dirty thing you just picked up could really be, it could be a diamond. Why not? Do the why not thing, you know? Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Why couldn't I have everything in the world that I want?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you've got the people who are like, oh, you should have found the owner. You should have done this. Oh. And there was a
girl that got up in the hot seat right after me. Do you know this? She came up to me, swear to God, during the break. And she goes, can I ask you something? And I go, sure. And she goes, did you give any thought to the person that lost that earring? And I go, as a matter of fact, yeah, it's the first thing I thought of. And I go, and I looked around, and I thought, who am I going to go? Is this your earring that you just dropped? We're in the middle of a forest preserve. And then Abraham said, thousands of people walked past it. And she said, and I actually talked to the jeweler about it when I was talking to the first jeweler. And she goes, Lynn, she goes, you know what? She said, even if you brought it here, you know, and she said, I had somebody that lost an earring or whatever, a ring. And she said, I put it in the back. I didn't bring it to the police. I told them, when you have someone that describes something and it sounds like this, send them here and I'll find out if it's theirs or not. I'm like, that would be like finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it's, you know, I had a guy who said, because this was a post on Abraham Fund, and it was, you know, just showed like somebody's found $700 bills. Oh. And everybody's like, oh my God, look what you manifested. Everybody's all excited. And then you've got the one person going, you know, there's somebody who lost that and is now upset. Da, 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 da. And somebody else came in with just one. It was just source is omnipresent. That was all they said. Source is omnipresent. And I love that because it really is about, I happen to look down at the right time. Right. I was guided. I was vibrating at a level where I manifested, however you want to word this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just too many synchronicities to say, oh, and yes, you can shift into that. Oh, I got to find the owner. You can play there. That's cool. Yeah. That's totally cool. Or you can play in the space of, look what I did. How cool. Yeah. Look what I did. And it's, you know, it's, and we play in it all, and it's all perfect, and it's all fine, and it's all fun. And it really is amazing to, there's that allow again, to allow, allow this gift to come to you. How many times do people say, like you when you're hugging, oh my God, your hug made me feel the best. And you took it, you took that gift, you know, instead of going, oh no, no, you know, how many times do people give us a compliment and we're like, oh no, no, or they want to give us something and we won't take it because we think we didn't, I don't know, deserve it, or I don't have anything for you. You know, it's just like, just receive that gift with a huge thank you. And let's move forward for the next one to come. And yeah, so I love that. I know you got to get to work. But oh my God, this is so fun.
It's so fun.
I'm so glad you did this. I can't wait to get this out. And this is the lady that found the diamond.
And you know, the whole thing about the insurance, I mean, for the earrings, when I talked to the jeweler, you know, about that too, she goes, Lynn, I'm going to tell you something. Cause I felt bad. You know, when she said that, I was like, I really do care about the person that lost it, but seriously, there's no way I'm going to find them, you know? And she goes, listen, Lynn, let me tell you, that was for one earring. She goes, that set was probably a $20,000 set. You know, one's a really good diamond and then the one's a little bit less. So she goes, it might've been about a $17,000 set of earrings. She had insurance. She goes, if she's out in the woods walking, she had insurance on the earring. I said, well, that makes me feel better. But I really didn't feel, this is my leading point, okay? So what I have learned a lot through this whole thing, though, is, you know how she said, sometimes you have to be selfish. And yeah, are we teaching to be selfish? Yeah, we're teaching to be selfish, you know, and you need to do for yourself. I take that word and I say self-full with anything.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I love that.
I am not filled up. How can I give someone else love? If I'm not feeling great, how can I help you feel great? You know? Yeah. So I have to have a full cup. So
yeah.
Otherwise.
I love that.
Yeah.
I say instead of selfish, I say self first.
Ah, see?
And
full self first.
Yeah.
Same line. I see why we're talking to each other.
I know.
Like, I don't even know who you're talking to, but we're going to line you up with who you're talking to. You're talking to
and
you.
I love that. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, it's like, I was thinking about our podcast this morning, and I do this on each podcast. I go for my walk and I just say, I expect excellence because that's my reality. I expect excellence. And not only was this podcast excellent, it was beyond excellent because I didn't know we were the lady that found the diamond and you are famous.
And I don't, you know what I mean? I love being famous, but you know what? It's so much fun.
Oh,
it's
fun.
And forget about famous. I just love that it's inspiring people to find things, to like open up to allowing beautiful, wonderful, crazy, like I couldn't have dreamt it up, like beyond my imagination things. That's so amazing. It's so fun.
It's everywhere. You know,
I'm going to go to one more point. I'm going to use the word God, which I say is a gift of divinity, which lives within each one of us, right? It's not out there, whatever. So whatever your version of that is, but
gift of divinity. I love that.
Yeah. G-O-D. Got it. Got it. Like my grandson got it. So, got it. But my point was,
You just got that.
Got it.
I'll write this down.
Oh yeah. G-O-D, gift of divinity. Got it.
Got it. Okay.
But you know, someone was talking to me recently and they were saying about, and it just really struck me. They were like, do you think God is up there saying, oh my God, you are so heavy. You should be disgusted with yourself. If you eat one more piece of cake, I mean, would God ever think that?
Yeah.
God, you know, like we're here and it's like, you know what? I gave you everything. I have a universe of stars, of planets, and perfect timing and perfect alignment. The cells in your body are doing things that you're not telling it what to do. They just know what to do. I gave you everything. I gave you air to breathe that knows where to go to feed the cells, that feed the blood, that feed the body, that make you move, that hold your bones, that, and you're going to question whether or not something is possible. And you're going to think that because you did this and that I'm here going, well, that's bad. Where do you think you're going to go? You're going to H-E double toothpicks. No, you know, I mean, and that's where that allow piece comes in. It's like being open-minded enough to know that we're the special ones. We're the chosen ones to walk this earth and have these experiences. You know, we can't do anything wrong.
Yes.
We are the star of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The best reality show out there, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Well, Lynn, I had so much fun with you today. Thank you for being such a blast. Thank you. I would go on and on and on.
I know we could just blah, 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 blah.
We'll definitely have to do this again.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm so happy you're the Kristen and the other one. Wait till I tell her this story.
I know. I'm so confused.
I know. So like, I could see your face. Like, we were talking on the phone.
I know. I was like going, oh, my memory.
Yeah, and it wasn't that. It was the other one. Oh my gosh. Well, Kristen,
all right, my dear.
Awesome, incredible, fun, amazing day today and every day.
You too. Oh, it already did. It already was.
I know. Cool.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Love you. Goodbye.